Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, history graduate from the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 1st, 1983, the headline in the Barbados Advocate declared Moral Decay in Society. The headline reflected remarks delivered by the principal of Point Primary School, Mr. Elliot Narville, during the school's speech day and praise-giving ceremony. Mr. Narville lamented that this moral decay has descended upon us and, like an ever-rushing avalanche, has done its worst. Expanding on his concerns, Mr. Narville declared that he firmly believed education was concerned with the development of the whole human personality, spiritual, intellectual, physical, and emotional. He reiterated that Point Primary was endeavoring to build, mold, and unfold characters with a deep sense of dignity and usefulness. Notwithstanding these efforts, he acknowledged that the school could not work miracles. It faced significant limitations as many children came from homes and environments marked by fear, prejudice, and selfishness. Furthermore, he admitted that the school had to battle for the soul of its students against opposing attitudes and groups outside the classroom and against militant external forces that were often more potent than those within. Consequently, he conceded that the school could not even boast of fully achieving its own goals. Turning to the influences shaping young minds, Mr. Narville warned that violence, blue movies, and pornographic material were wreaking havoc on the nation's youth. He argued that these influences were compounded by salacious advertisements carrying seductive slogans such as "You're never too young to learn," which beckoned young people to reach the stable doors before they were ready. He also spoke of the increasing promiscuity of young girls who challenged men by asking whether they were real men or good Josephs, while lamenting the rampant drug use among young boys. According to Mr. Narville, these were among the disruptive forces eroding Barbadian society. He cautioned that sooner or later, young people would discover that things sweet to the taste prove indigestion sour. His criticism was not only confined to matters of morality alone. Mr. Narville also drew attention to what he viewed as a growing disregard for public order. He pointed to the increasing number of people roller skating on the roads, endangering lives, cyclists riding at night without lights, litter bugs, the use of ratchet knives, and a growing disrespect for decency, law, and authority. These examples, he argued, were symptomatic of a sick society. Driving his point home, Mr. Narville lamented that virtues such as honesty, integrity, law, and order, and a sense of propriety had been discarded. He described the era as the age of disposability, observing that not only were principles being thrown away, but in some cases, people themselves, if deemed to be in the way, could also be disposed of. Concluding with a stark warning, Mr. Narville issued a clarion call to the nation. He declared that this mysterious and unprecedented lawlessness had to be arrested immediately before its consequences became irreversible.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.